ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणारघुनाथं तृतविदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धुदीनबन्धुजगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडेज आवर टॉपिक इज स्पिरिचुअलिटी। सो आई वुड लाइक टू हियर फ्रॉम यू, व्हाट इज योर कंसेप्ट ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी? व्हाट डू यू अंडरस्टैंड, थिंक, व्हाट इज इट दैट यू अंडरस्टैंड बाय स्पिरिचुअलिटी? व्हाट एवर यू नो, इट्स ऑल राइट। Yes. Yes.
Consciousness
to single center. And to that center, what is the center?
Supreme center.
Supreme center. Fine? Yes. Anybody else? This is our situation, and at least this discussion will put you to a thought in this direction. Because every day we are living our life in our routine things. We think, I have to educate myself, I have to then get married, get a job and have family, get some provisions to live comfortably, and then maybe if possible I become famous, I become rich, like that. But no one comes to think that, what is the purpose of life? Who am I? What is my position in this world? Why am I born? What is the goal of my life? What am I supposed to do? We don't think like that. And the world is such a way, outside also is not provoking you to think like this. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my role? What is the purpose of my life? So before understanding spirituality, we should know what is spirit. So any idea about what is spirit? Not the spirit that we use in laboratory. I'm talking about the spirit within. Yes?
Soul.
The soul. And what is soul, if I ask you? What is soul? No, what is soul? Physical body is soul?
No, that is not soul. Inside, which is
the person within is soul. Do you agree with this? So the soul is you and me. Our bodies are different. So we look different and we think different and our caste is different, our color is different, our language is different, our state to which we belong is different, nation is different. But still, there is one thing common. That the living force within is spirit, or is called Atma. So spirituality is connected with spirit, is that right? So the nature of the spirit is called spirituality. Is it logical? That means whatever the soul is, whatever soul is, the activities of the soul in its own original platform. It's like you're a doctor, right? So if you learn MBBS and do things and don't practice medicine, you become a businessman in some IT, whatever, because your father's business was there, you were inspired. That means you have become doctor, but you're not practicing medicine. So you can't be called a doctor in one sense because you're not practicing. Similarly, we all are souls, but we are acting on very many different platforms. Somebody is acting as mother, somebody is acting as father, somebody is acting as national, patriotic personality. Somebody is cook at home or a grandmother at home. So these are all different roles. But no one actually tries to understand who we are and act or be or exist on that platform. So I have written down a small definition. What is spirituality? Is knowing the truth about yourself and also knowing the truth about the Supreme Self. Then the relation between the Self and the Supreme Self. And then comes spirituality, acting on the platform of that knowledge is spirituality. I'll repeat again. Spirituality is knowing yourself, who you are, knowing the Supreme Spirit and the relation between the two, and after learning this, acting on the platform of that understanding is spirituality. Any idea what is the connection between spirituality and religiosity? Are they same? Are they different? Or one is an intense version of another, or another is intense version of another?
Both are different.
You explain to me how it is different. If it is different. If it is same, no need of explanation. What is religiosity? What is being religious?
It is an intense form of religiousness.
Spirituality is an intense form of religiosity. Okay, we'll discuss that point. What is religiosity, first of all? What do you understand by being religious?
Your religious beliefs.
Yeah, but how do you define that? Mine are different, yours are different, his is different, is different. So religiosity means belonging to one religion. And religion means there are Hindu religion, Muslim, Islam, then Christianity, then Buddhism, and then there are many isms are there. So many types of Christians are there, so many types of Muslims are there. Correct. So, spirituality, because the spirit is eternal or temporary?
Eternal.
The spirit?
Eternal.
Even the death takes place, birth takes place, spirit always is there. Nainan chindanti chatrani, nainan pahati dhati pavakaha. That means the spirit is not to be moistened by water, burnt by fire, cut into piece by a sharp weapon. It remains, and it remains all time. The time doesn't affect the soul also. What is affected is your body and your mind, which is getting old or whatever. It's changing as per the influence of time. Time is effective on these modalities of body. Body is like this, what we see, and there is a subtle body, which is mind, intelligence and ego. Sukshma deha and sul deha. Sukshma deha is, I can't see, but I know you have mind, you have intelligence, you have your ego. And what I can see is the body, which is made of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So what is changeable is the body. But what is constant is the spirit. You remain constant. So religiosity can be changed. It is changeable. Today I am Hindu, I can convert into Christianity. I can become Islam. I can become anything actually. I can become Zoroastrian, I can become Parsi, I can become Buddhist. Whichever thing inspires me, I can change that. So what is changeable is not spirituality. Spirituality is constant even if you change your religion also. Okay? This is one important factor you should understand. And spirituality is beyond religion. I may be a Hindu, you may be Hindu, but spirituality is beyond being Hindu. Spirituality is a generic understanding of who you are, who God is, and what is your relationship with that God. And that God may be called in this religion by Allah, and that religion by Krishna, and that religion by Buddha, and that religion by somebody else. Whatever names the Lord may be called, we are talking to about that person who is the supreme. So his existence and his understanding is Shashwat, that is eternal. You are also Shashwat and eternal, not changeable. That is why spirituality is not changeable. The relation between the Lord and you remains same, even if you change your religion. It doesn't become dilute or intense or, you know, different or change. It doesn't change. Okay? So another understanding of spirituality is our true nature, who we are in the actuality, not what we think we are. I may think I'm a man, you may think you are a woman, and I may think I'm a doctor, you may think you're a nurse. That is not our true identity. Even that is changeable, no? Today you can change and you can become a PhD into philosophy and you can become professor. Or you can continue being doctor and practice. Or don't practice and then do something, become businessman. Become a famous businessman in the world more than being doctor. By the way, this great personality whom we are telling you today about is also a doctor. Because he's not practicing now, he's only doing something else. So, spirituality is our true nature, our original nature, about what we are. Huh? It's our inner nature, our inner knitting. Another understanding of spirituality is just being yourself, knowing yourself and being yourself in connection with the reality. Now, if you want to know what is spirituality, you should know the nature of the soul. So here the philosophical understanding and scriptural knowledge comes. The soul is defined as three things. The soul has three things. One is, in Sanskrit terminology if you want to know, one is Sandini, Samvit and Ladini. Which another understanding is eternal existence, that is Sandini. Full knowledge, that is Samvit. And the bliss, that is Ananda, that is Ladini. Aladini Shakti. So all of us are these three. At any given point of view, time, you don't change to be what these three things are. Again I repeat, eternal existence, that is called Sat. Full knowledge is called as Chit. And third thing is Ananda, that is your blissful nature. You agree with me? Any other, you want me to explain more about this? All of us are, including the animals, birds and any living entity. Essentially, they are these three things together. Not separately. They are eternally existent. They are fully cognizable, cognizant of all knowledge. And they are blissful. Then why we are not blissful? Why we are suffering? Why we are tense? Why we have diseases? Why we have so many unpleasant things that we don't want to? Why we are having lack of knowledge? I don't know what is your mind saying now. I want to read your mind right now, what you are thinking. I can't read that. I don't know what my husband is thinking, what my wife is thinking, what my in-laws are thinking about me. There's so many things I want to know, but I don't know. What is there in the sky? Why our Vikram did not land on the moon? What happened? So many things are, you know, we are curious about. So the nature of curiosity is a proof that you are always seeking knowledge. If you are not knowledge-based, you wouldn't be curious about knowing things. Why should I know? I don't need to know anything. It's not my nature to know anything. But you are always curious, no? Everything you are curious about. That curiosity is a proof that you are knowledge-based. You are innately knowledgeable. But because we all are covered with the body, which is exactly opposite the nature of the soul. What is the nature of the body? The body is dying and the soul is eternal. Is that true? Body is dying every day. That's why we say we are 17 years old. We don't say we are 25 years young. We all are saying we are old. Even how old is the baby? 1 hour old, we are saying. Just born 1 hour back. How many of you are a pediatric DNB students? So you don't say he is 1 day young, 1 hour young. From birth, you are saying 1 day old, 1 hour old. That means the body is always dying. And one day actually separation of the body and soul take place and the body drops down. Then second thing is body is such an equipment that with this body you don't understand everything perfectly, because if I see the sky, the moon looks like a saucer to me, like a nice white plate. And if I put my finger like this, you say that the moon is my finger size. You can think like that. Child can think like that. But it is not so. Plus, my ears are also limited. I don't know what Dr. Sankey is now speaking in the next room. I don't know what he is talking about. I don't know what my wife is talking at home. Because my ears are not so much strong to hear what is happening there. So, eyes are not able to see beyond certain limit. Ears are not. Tongue also is having limitations. The skin has limitations. You have got tactile perception, tactile discrimination. There is some limitation there. Everything can be. There is a limit. Huh? Even sound is limit. Dogs can hear more than you can hear. You agree with me? Dogs can see, tigers can see the more powerfully than what we can see. In the darkness, the cat can see, the dog can see, tiger can see, the leopard can see, but we cannot see. So their range is different. And the audibility also is a decibel limitation, lower decibel, higher decibel. So we have our limitations. But beyond that limit, anything happens, we can't hear. Something called ultrasound, that we can't hear, but the sound exists. Right? So what I am trying to tell you is this body has got limited capacity of its senses to understand things. That is the body's situation. And the body is, I will say, Ramu, I make a statement that body is full of miseries. You accept this statement? See, now you are so happy, you have everything, but suddenly while walking you get a hit with some hard thing to the last toe of your left leg. Then what will happen? All the happiness that you have appears to disappear. And only what remains is your concentration on the pain, that is all throbbing, it's paining. The capacity to give pain to you of the body is much, much more than the capacity of the body to give happiness to you. And whatever the happiness the body gives you is always short-lived. That you eat something and you are so happy, but if you eat little more, you get sick. And if you don't eat, you get sick because you are malnourished. You eat your favorite thing that is most healthy for you, and you eat little more than your capacity or your liking, then you get sick. Isn't that true? You drink some favorite drink of yours, but you drink one glass more than your full capacity, then you may be vomiting or you may have diarrhea tomorrow. That means the body has capacity to give happiness to you, but it gives only limited happiness to you. But your nature is that, I wish I could have eaten all these 1,000 jalebis here. Many times happens, see, I wish, you know, you have made such nice food. I wish I eat everything to my heart's content, but no, I am full now. And next day when you are at home, maybe you have travelled overnight and gone to your home, and you remember when you become hungry, I wish I had that yesterday food. I wish, but now marriage is over, everything is over. So what I am trying to tell you is, you are Sat Chit Ananda and your body is exactly opposite. It is dying, it is not full of knowledge, it gives you misery more than happiness. So because of this combination, you appear to be dying, you appear to be unhappy, and you appear to be having limited knowledge. Do you agree with this, till this point? That is why we need to understand what is spirituality. Because once you know who you are, then immediately things become clear to you why these things are happening the way they are happening. Immediately you come to know. And we all need to know what the truth is, right? Everybody wants to find out the truth. Finally, what is the truth? Ultimately, what is the truth? Why am I here? How do I understand? At some point of time, you may not tell others, but you may be questioning yourself, why am I here? And why am I born in a particular family? Why I am not born in that family? Why I don't look like this? Why I would love to look like that, but I am looking like this? What decides that? What brings me here? What makes me go from here? Who is the boss? Who is the controller? Is he at all there? Or if he is there, who is he? Where does he stay? How do I connect him with him? How do I meet him? All these questions come to our mind, but we just brush them away because we think, I am too busy with things and I don't want to get into all these things. It's too abstract things for me. But these things keep coming to you again and again. Especially when you are miserable, or especially when you fail in exam, or you don't get a husband that you want, and you don't get a wife that you want, and you lose your baby after birth, or some things happen in life which are not pleasant, at that time all these questions crop up. why this thing happening, who is this, who am I, why I am here, all those things are happening. And the longer we take to get to know these things, the more misery will come to you in life. And the earlier you understand these things, you can sort out things because you know the truth, you know the platform. So now the second thing is Lord. Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord and Master of everything? Who controls everything? Who is the Creator? Who organizes, who creates, then who destroys, again creates, again organizes, again destroys. He is always there. He gets things rolled up, then they are maintained, then destroyed, and but he is still there. Things appear to be coming and going. He is a Creator. He controls everything. He is somewhere, but we don't know now. But the scriptures give explanation that he is also Satchidananda. But we are Anu Satchidananda. And he is Vibhu Satchidananda. Vibhu means unlimited. Anu means limited. Anu means minute, smallest particle. And our relationship is we are his creation. We are his part and parcel. That is why we are Satchidananda. Because he is Satchidananda. A minutest particle of Satchidananda is also Satchidananda. And therefore the relationship is always father and son, father and child. And the day we start acting, behaving, doing things on this understanding that I am his child, that day you will be happy. Immediately you will be happy. There is no time. You don't have to wait for 6 months after that. Instantly, moment you situate yourself, like instantly when the fish is put in back in water, is there any time between the fish getting happy after getting in the water? You have taken the fish out of water, it's suffering. And the moment you put fish back in water, is there any time lag between fish getting in water and happiness? No. Instantly, whenever the fish acquires its original constitutional position, it becomes happy. It becomes happy, right? So that we should understand. That spirituality makes you instantly happy. That is why we are talking spirituality here. Otherwise, you are DNB students, they are clinical research students. Why should we talk spirituality here? Because whether we are research students or medical students, doctor or engineer or lawyer or a prime minister of India, we essentially are spirit soul and all of us are looking for happiness. Please understand. All of us are doing, whatever we are doing right now is looking for happiness. I think and you think that after doing this, I'll be happy. Otherwise, would you be here doing your DNB? No, because you are thinking somewhere in the back of the mind, if I do this, I'll be happy. Why we all get married? Because I think that when I get married, I'll be happy. Why we have children? Because we think that when the children will come, we'll be happy. Why we look for a house and buy a house, a vehicle, or new clothes, or new items? Because every time you do a thing, every activity what you do, you think that you'll be happy. That's why you're doing. Otherwise, why we should do that? Today, you just go around the society and look everywhere. Look at the bird, look at the animal, look at you, look at anybody else, and men, women, children, all kinds of communities, all country people. Whatever they are doing today, the only reason is they want to be happy. That's why they are doing that thing. Even the person hanging on the Virar local and going to Churchgate to work, he's doing that because he thinks he'll be happy. After doing that, all trouble, he'll get some money and he'll family and he will be happy. If there is guarantee, somebody tells him, you do all these things, you will not be happy, then he will not do that thing. And you will not do what the thing that you are doing now. If somehow you come to know that, whatever I am doing, I am not going to be happy. So you just give it up. You agree with me? Hare Krishna. Thank you for agreeing with that. So the Supreme Lord is supreme existence, source of all knowledge and source of all bliss. What you are looking for is there. And what you are looking for is within you also. What happiness you are looking is also within you. But our conditioning is such that we are always looking outside for happiness. Is that right? We never go within to see the happiness. That who we are. Actually you and me and all of us individually are happiness personified, ananda personified. But just because you are covered with wrong understanding, wrong concepts and wrong situations, wrong motives, wrong directions, we appear to be unhappy, although by nature we are happy. Anybody who is upset because he is always happy? Anybody? Are all of you always trying to be happy? Yes or no? Is there any time you want to be unhappy? By remotest chance, you think that today I want to be unhappy. Today is my day for unhappiness. 10th December is my unhappiness day. I don't want to be happy on this day. No, there is not a moment in your life where you don't want to be happy. In fact, you say, today what happened, I don't know. My whole day went in misery. I don't know whose face I saw in the morning today. This generally we keep saying, right? Pata nahi kiska muh dekha subah uthke aaj. Har cheez buri ho rahi hai. Matlab, you don't want to be unhappy. So you are happiness, and your creator who created you is also happiness. And when the relationship between you and your source is established, there's a permanent happiness with you. The reason and the secret of always being happy is to be always be connected with the supreme happiness, the supreme Lord who is the source of all happiness. But unfortunately, we connect all the time in our life with things which give temporary happiness to you. Like, I love clothes very much, so I buy a new shirt. And I'm so happy, you know, when I'm wearing the first shirt. I will make everybody know that today my shirt is new shirt. And I want everybody to tell how wonderful shirt it is. After 6 months, I will never tell you that this is my beautiful shirt. And I also will not think it is beautiful shirt. I want to change it. I want to go for another one. Because all objects by nature in the world are always giving you some happiness sometimes, not all the time. Do you agree with me? Was your dress sometimes new dress? And was the feeling different when you wore for the first time? And is it the same feeling today? No. This shirt was new someday when I wore for the first time. And now it is not new. I am not having any newness in that. This is with every single thing, by the way. You buy new spectacles, or you get newly admitted in some medical college or something, anything you do. It has got a temporary flickering nature. It stays for some time and then it goes away. The same dress one day will be under your foot to either clean your car or mop your foot, a doormat. It can be, possibly. So if we want to be truly happy and truly blissful in whatever you are doing, on all the time what you are doing, then you need to be connected with the source of happiness. If you are connected with source of misery, you cannot be happy. If you are connected with source of happiness, you will be happy. This is logical. If you meet an unhappy person, can you be happy? No. But if you meet a happy person, likely that you will be happy. What if you meet the source of happiness? Then you will be always happy. There will be unending happiness because he has unending happiness with him. And you are in touch with that unending happiness, source of that. Then you will be always happy. So spirituality means happiness. Please understand this. And all of us want to feel that happiness by being what we are, by being spiritual, and always remain on that platform, and then distribute that happiness to others also who are unfortunately not connected with the source of happiness. So before I end my small talk, I would like to tell you little more than that what is spiritual. Spirituality at different levels, when you understand it nicely, when you start practicing it, when you start feeling the happiness out of it, you start feeling the eternality of spirituality. What is eternality? That you are always there. You don't have to worry that I will die. I will die, my body will die. I am not going to die. So all that understanding, when it comes to you with reality, with realization, not theoretical, not philosophical, not just bookish, you feel it from within. I have told you and you felt it. You realized it and you want to live on the same platform. When spirituality becomes the second nature of yours, while it's your nature of yours originally also, but suppose you develop that by practice, that you are always on the platform of spirituality, then what does it show you as? What is the further manifestation of spirituality? That is love. That is the first and foremost thing you will feel, love, that we are all looking for. You know, I meet animals somewhere, I meet birds somewhere, cats somewhere, you know, small puppies or babies or birds. How everybody is looking for happiness. I just saw a short film of an owl, you know, who had just laid its 4 eggs in somebody's gallery, in some basket. The owl had laid 4 eggs and was looking here and there. and some human lady, one lady gave some worms or some grains, and the mother owl came and ate everything. After 2-3 times the mother owl ate everything, the mother owl felt confidence that the person who is giving me is not going to kill me. Then the mother owl came near the person and allowed the mother, a lady, to caress her, the bird. And the bird was very happy being caressed. So even to that extent, the bird is looking for love. Some love, some relationship. First there is fear, but then the fear goes away and confidence comes, then only that desire and the hankering of love comes. So at the practicing level of spirituality, what you feel is love. What you want is love. What you experience is love. And what you want to give others also is love. Not that I want love, but I want to give you misery. It's not like that. If you are really on the platform of spirituality and you feel love, you will give the love to others. If you get a lottery of 1 crore rupees today, maybe you will not tell anybody over here. You will tell your most closest person and keep it a secret. Is that true? Many times people are going abroad and they don't tell anybody that I'm going abroad. They feel like, oh, he'll become jealous, she'll become envious, and she'll become critical, and I don't know. So you just keep quiet. So any big material gain comes to your life, most of them you keep it secret. You will not tell anybody how much happiness is there in the bank that you have stored. Nobody will tell, yeah, I've got this much balance in the bank. But if you experience love from the practicing spirituality, you will not be able to keep quiet from anybody. You will be going to everybody and telling, what is that? You cannot keep that with you and keep enjoying only on your level. When you enjoy bliss of spirituality, love in spirituality, you will go and tell everybody. That is the beauty of it. And the more you get it, the more you will distribute. The more you will feel, the more you will share with others. And I want to ask a very honest question. You all want to be like that? You want to be extremely happy and you want to give happiness to everybody else? Or you want to be wherever you go, people become happy just because they meet you. You're not actively distributing me, but the moment you go anywhere, your aura, your presence, your existence itself makes everybody happy. Would you like to be like that? Tell me yes or no. You are educated people. Say yes or no. Everybody wants to be like that. But we are wondering what is wrong. I go somewhere and people become unhappy and I start catching up a fight with them. But spirituality is very beautiful because it makes you very lovable person. It makes you very happy person, very satisfied person. And whoever comes in contact with you also gets charged. Somebody comes in with misery to you and with your contact he becomes very happy. You don't know, nothing has changed, but I just felt so positive, so happy, so hopeful and so blissful. So first is love that you experience. Second is sanctity and purity that you experience. You feel so much sanctified within and you feel so much sanctified outside, within and without. You feel purity. All of you know what is purity, right? When your purpose is very pure, your motivation is so pure, your approach is so pure, it's so genuine. We have all experienced that. That whether I am genuine or whether I am mixed or whether I am cheating or whether I am compromising, all of you know that. Spirituality is utmost purity. Constant purity. It's not sometime month of Shravan purity and month of Bhadrapada again back to square one. It's not like that. Spirituality is constant, exponentially growing purity. That is the beauty of spirituality. What exactly we want to be and what exactly we are by nature. And when you experience purity, love, what comes next in you is compassion. Then when you are happy, then you cannot tolerate anymore others, seeing others as unhappy. You feel sad when you are happy and you see others unhappy. You want to make them happy. Or first you want to make them relieved of the misery that you have. Or you want to relieve or negate the suffering that they have. What do you do as a doctor? You feel sad. And in fact, you are supposed to feel sad when they are coming with suffering. You are not just doing your duty. Actually feel bad. and you want to release them of all their miseries. By God's grace, you have the power to release that. Now, at least some time, you know, okay, I can help him. So you can do your doctor's job as a mechanical duty, or you can do your doctor's job out of compassion. What is better? Compassion. Very simple. You cook at home for your children and husband, family, with love, or you cook as a duty. Kya karna hai abhi? To karna hi hai mujhe. Forget about it. No, I don't. But anyways, my mother taught me to be dutiful, so I am cooking. But I don't feel like doing it. If you given chance, I'll go away. That is one way of cooking. Or you cook out of so much love. My husband, my child, my baby, my mother, my mother-in-law. I want to cook them for love. And when you do that, they feel your love through the food. The patient feels your love through your treatment. When you meet him, you feel doctor is so compassionate. I take the same injection, but when he prescribes, I feel so much love that he is. I perceive that. Because you have that with you, with that you are doing service. So the recipient feels that love. The mother feels, the child feels, the husband feels, everybody feels. Wow, so wonderful. Such a simple dal, but I feel so happy and satisfied, right? So, when you become spiritual, you develop that service, selfless service, giving happiness to others. So, love, purity, sanctity and purity. Love, then comes compassion, and because of compassion comes selfless service. You serve because you want to serve. You don't serve because you are expecting some returns of that. And even if you don't expect any returns, returns will keep coming. Don't worry about that. It's not when you don't expect any returns, no returns come. Returns come. You tell the patient, ki, I'm not going to charge you. I'm serving you free of charge. But the patient will still come in the end, sir, mere paas kuch na kuch to hai, I want to give you. This always happens. Always happens like that. So, if patient doesn't reward, God rewards you with some other different ways. But reward is always there. It is not that when I become selfless, I do not want anything, nothing comes to me. Oh, I made a mistake. Next, tomorrow onwards, I should learn to want something. Otherwise, I will become zero one day. It doesn't happen like that. But the wealth is in different form, which is much more satisfying than rupees and much more satisfying than material things that you receive in return. That is why all of us need to be spiritual. Because all of us by nature are happy and we want to return to the stage of happiness, state of happiness again, once again. To return to the stage of happiness. And once you, when you connect and return to the original state, you will be so happy that you will distribute that happiness to everybody and you will give that connection to everybody. I have the connection, you also take the connection, get connected. And there can be unlimited connections. I can connect unlimited people to the same process. Spirituality is beyond time, beyond space, beyond circumstances, beyond caste, beyond creed, beyond religion, beyond nationality, beyond financial situation, beyond social situation, beyond everything. It's just beyond whatever you see around you, it's just beyond that. That is why it brings you happiness. If it is bound by religion, then it gives you, doesn't give you happiness. Because once I am Hindu, I feel happiness in Hinduism and I start feeling negative about Islam. When I am Islamic, I feel negative about the other one. And when you go to other countries, there are different kinds of fights going on, different people. If you go to Gulf countries, other two Muslims only are fighting with each other. So, moment you are bound with religiosity, even a part of it also, immediately you become unhappy when you see other part of it. So anything material, why I say material? Because even what can bring you misery is material. Always remember that. And what can give happiness is spiritual. So we are looking not only ordinary temporary happiness, we are looking for eternal happiness. Ever, that can remain ever with you. I think I am not speaking something which is not relevant to all of us. All of us know that I want to be happy. But all of us are searching how to be happy. All of us are not found yet the ultimate way of becoming happy. But spirituality is the way, the means, the method to become eternally happy. to become all time happy. So I end my talk here, and I will like to have some questions from you, which will make it interesting. Otherwise, I'll go on speaking till the end of the day, till cows come home. You can ask questions so that we can throw some more light on this subject. Yes. Please ask questions.